Page 30, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote or update your information. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. Number one, print with a black or blue pen to complete the form. Number two, sign the form. Number three, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. Contact OregonVotes.gov. Telephone 1-866-673-VOTE. That's 1-866-673-8683. Si habla español. Their TTY number, 1-800-735-2900. That number is only for the hearing impaired. Information disclosure. Information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is by law held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a Social Security number or valid Oregon identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Acceptable identification, valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Page 31. Here is the form. First question, are you a citizen of the United States of America? Select yes or no. Are you at least 17 years of age? Again, select yes or no. If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. Next section is personal information. Room for your last name, first name, and middle name. Below that, your Oregon residence address. Remember to include the apartment or space number, including the city and zip code. Next line beneath that, your date of birth, month, day, and year. Continuing on that same line, your county of residence. Next line down, your telephone number. Also on that same line, your email address. Next line down, your mailing address, required if that's different than your residence address, including city and state and zip code. The next section has seven boxes to provide a valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number. Beneath that, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID. The last four digits of my Social Security number, or SSN number, are, and there are four boxes for the last four digits. You can check that off if it applies. Or, beneath that, I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license, permit, ID, or a Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. And there's room for you to mark next to that that that's your choice. Next to that, a box to check off your political party. Choices include not a member of a party, or Americans Elect Party, Constitution Party, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Pacific Green, Progressive, Republican, Working Families, or Other. There's an oval to the left of each of those for you to choose your political party. Next line down, room for your signature. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and I have told the truth on this registration. Below that statement, there's room for your signature to sign here, and next to it, the date. Please note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or jailed for up to 5 years. Next line, beneath your signature on this form, registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information. There's room for you to write in your previous registration name, your previous county and state. Beneath that, your home address on your previous registration. And along that same line, your date of birth, including month, day, and year.